What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
844, 16 till 9. I remember Memorial Day because I was cutting grass and went in on that Sunday and went to close the garage door and it didn't work and I thought the sun was hitting the beam or whatever. Anyway, come to find out the power was out. Then I took a shower and drove around and saw how extensive this blackout was. And I thought, hey, maybe it is some kind of terrorist attack or something. It didn't turn out to be that. But I don't know if we still know what it was today. Eric Scrimeta joins us now, Public Service Commissioner. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Do we know anything now that we didn't know then? I know one thing that people that know me know. The last thing in the world you want to do is have me catch you in a lie, because once I smell blood, it gets terrible. And I think that's kind of how you are with this.
Yeah, exactly. You know, first off, the number one thing to remember is this is an absolute unacceptable moment in the management of a system, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, we've already, from the 30 seconds after this happened, you know, the commission engaged on what we were going to do to investigate this. So the thing we have found out is that the MISO Transmission Management Organization, the regional transmission organization, gave Entergy and CLECO a 9-minute warning. And it wasn't a 9-minute warning. It was a 9-minute order. It said, you got 9 minutes to shed or turn the power off to 500 megawatts in the Entergy system and 100 megawatts in the CLECO system. And normally, you know, we would have warnings of, critical load issues. We've actually done this before in the past when we had, you know, we asked people to be conservative and not use power, turn their ACs down, and we've given people public warnings about stuff. But we still believe that, you know, there is hesitancy from MISO to give us the complete truth. We've issued we call it data requests, but what it is interrogatories to MISO. We immediately issued those right after the event. And yesterday we had at our Public Service Commission meeting, MISO personnel came in and gave us a PowerPoint presentation, which I thought was lacking in facts and information necessary to, you know, really understand the process about why they did it, what they did it for, other than to, you know, cast a lot of, I would just say, shade over the whole process. You know, we are going to have a meeting in August where we have, by then we should have all of the interrogatories answered. Our staff is working on this issue. We had some people who I would call mid-level people from MISO show up at the meeting yesterday. I have had the staff are going to issue subpoenas to the top 10 personnel in MISO to get them to come in. And we are going to basically work from the top down and let gravity work on this. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. But What we do know is that from the discussions with Entergy and CLECO, that they were in a position to provide power, and that the MISO, who manages the transmission component of this, is the one who, you know, pushed the panic button on this. And Entergy and CLECO were prepared to deliver power. So this is the problem that's put itself in a position. You know, I have for some time thought that our relationship with MISO is not as fruitful for the public, and that we need to be looking at better options that provide, you know, similar value. And, you know, we've only been in the membership with a regional transmission organization since about, I would say, 2016.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And before that, the utilities were directly responsible to the commission, where if they made a mistake, we could fine them and get credits for the consumers on their bills. But we cannot do that with MISO because MISO has a contract with the utilities. So it is outside the purview of the Public Service Commission on taking any action against MISO. That exists out in the public sphere. So any action against MISO or the Southwest Power Pool, in the case of the outage that occurred in Shreveport, that could be taking place in the regular civil world. This is something that did not occur before we had memberships in these regional transmission organizations. There are two sections of the United States that do not participate in RTOs, and that is the western part of the United States and also the southeastern part of the United States, half of Mississippi over to the Atlantic seaboard. And we are exploring the possibilities of leaving MISO and moving towards the southeastern mechanism as providing similar value in market value to the consumer, but it would be a program where the utilities sit on a committee and are directly responsible back to the commissions as being responsible for managing their transmission. Again, never had a load shedding event in the state of Louisiana when the utilities themselves were responsible to the commissions. This is something that is a new thing that has manifested itself because I believe they don't have any responsibility to the states, so they have leeway to take this type of action. So, you know, we're facing some unusual activity from these regional transmission organizations that does not need to exist. So I think we got to find a better path.
Yeah, so many questions. Let me take a break. I'll pick it up here. We come back talking to Eric Scarmetter, Public Service Commissioner, about what's going on with MISO. I didn't even know what a MISO was, and nothing just happens. And Eric, I know you're up to your elbows in this. The average person, I don't think, quite understands exactly today still what is one. It seems to me like it's gone to a surge and waterboard model. No disrespect to anybody, but where everybody's got their hands in it, but nobody's responsible for anything. And if I'm correct in presuming the PowerPoint presentation, let me bring you back for a second. Yesterday kind of was an overview of the RTOs, but didn't really shed any light on what was going on?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought in the end that they identified transmission components that MISO thought were the causation of the problem, but had the utilities handled this, the utilities would have been well ahead of the problem because, you know, the utilities have, there's a couple of issues.
I shouldn't have brought you back. I'm sorry. Pick it up there when we come back. Eric, 852 traffic now, WWL. 8:57, a half couple of minutes left with Eric Scrimeta, Public Service Commissioner, talking about the Memorial Day weekend brownout. Eric, you're going to make a couple of points. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, first thing is, you know, since we joined this mechanism of a regional transmission organization, Entergy doesn't manage the transmission system. It only manages the generation and distribution aspect of these things. Mm-hmm. So they have listened to the MISO program, which had Entergy run in the transmission system, we wouldn't have had this incident happen. You know, the other aspect of this is that I think we have to also look back as when the city of New Orleans closed down 550 megawatts of power and replaced it with 120 megawatts of power with a new power plant. And they had the big fight over, you know, replacing what size power plant. So they put themselves at risk with having to import, you know, the additional power and not have reliable local power in place. So relying on transmission of power, I think, is another issue that, you know, has to be discussed at some point. But I don't, you know, we're there. The other issue that we have to look at is that, you know, if Entergy was managing the system, they would have known well in advance that they had a problem. And then they have these contracts with the industrials called interruptible contracts, where the industrials get less cost for electricity based on the fact that when Entergy needs more power for residents, they can turn the power off to the industrials. But that takes about a four-hour cycle, but they can turn off as much as 400 megawatts of power, and that would have alleviated the need for this. But with a nine-minute warning, it becomes impossible to do this. And like I said, we have in the past, when we know that there's heavy use, put out calls for conservative operations where we tell people, look, turn your AC thermostat up. You know, we're having a need for more power, and we have warning. The problem is that we believe somebody at MISO panicked. And we're going to find that out through, you know, our investigation and our interrogatories. But ultimately, I believe that we need to, you know, notify MISO that we want to leave that contract. The problem is that has to come from Entergy.
We'll talk more later.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.